Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Dilemmas come in all shapes and sizes, and when it comes to credit cards, I don't think there'd be too many Australians who haven't had an issue at some stage of maybe spending a little bit too much or maybe not realising how much money they had racked up on their credit card. One third of Australians are missing credit card repayments. And Bessie Hassan, spokesperson for finder.com.au, you've been doing a lot of research into this. One third of Australians, were you surprised by those figures? Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. It was surprising to see, actually, because as you said, it does affect many of us. One in three Aussies, and men are in fact even more likely to miss repayments compared to women. So it is out there. It does affect many of us. The million-dollar question is why? Now, we think that could be a combination of factors. Credit cards are obviously a very convenient financial tool if used responsibly. But life and admin can, get in the way at times, and people can miss repayments on their credit cards, and this has the potential to come back and haunt them in subsequent years.
I was very, very young when bank card first came in, and I remember my parents going, I don't understand. So this card has money on it, but it's not our money. It's a loan.
Yeah.
And we've come a long, long way since those days. And when you talk to people, I've got a friend who has 10 credit cards. Now, that's not a problem, but it can become a problem. And you mentioned that men, as opposed to women, are a little bit more likely not to pay their credit cards. Is it purely the fact that they don't have the money to do it, or they forget? What's the reason?
Look, it's a combination of all of the above. So that they're caught up with work and forgetting to make these repayments. Other things are getting in the way. You made a good point there as well about your friend who's got the 10 credit cards. That's probably the extreme, but it's not uncommon for credit card holders in Australia to have at least 2 credit cards, our research found. So if you've got the 1 credit card, chances are that you've got more than that as well.
Well, we were talking recently about the payday loans, you know, whether it's $200 or $2,000, and we discovered that people were taking on one payday loan to pay another payday loan and then another payday loan. Are people using their credit cards for the same thing?
They are as well, yeah. Once you get into that debt cycle, you're looking at alternate avenues to get out of that debt. Balance transfers are a good option to look into. That's where you can roll multiple existing debts onto the one card and therefore have the one repayment and one interest rate to keep up with every month rather than having the several loans out there. Talking of payday loans, they're a personal loan, obviously, and our research looked into this as well, and we found that 15% of men have missed a personal loan repayment, and that's compared to 12% of women. So on that front, men are a little bit better at paying back their personal loan.
Do you think in 2016 a credit card is a luxury or a necessity?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. I think it's a combination of the two. It's not uncommon for teenagers to get their first credit card at 18. It's become somewhat of a rite of passage. You finish school, turn 18, and you get a credit card. There are lots of promotional offers, such as reward systems, frequent flyer points, that kind of thing, that entice people to sign up to these rewards, to these credit cards. It doesn't hurt to have one in your wallet. You just need to know how to use it responsibly. Paying off that minimum payment every month is essential. If you don't think you're going to be able to afford this, simply don't sign up for one.
Bessie, I was on holidays recently and I was on the Gold Coast, and having lunch with a friend, I came across a cafe that no longer accepts cash. And I've been to places that don't accept credit card or FPOS, and that's becoming less and less. I can understand it. It makes a lot of sense. I suppose if you don't have cash on the premises, you're not a target for a possible robbery. Do you think when it comes to credit cards, the banks, they kind of say they're trying to offer better credit cards and alternatives, but is it just a case of it's the only game in town, and if you want one, you're going to pay for it?
Look, there are many different credit card options out there. We've got over 300 on our database here at Finder, and the interest rate ranges from 9% to 28%, the average being around the 17% mark. So you really do need to do your homework. It's not something you should take lightly or rush into. Look into the best option for you. If it's something that you'll be using just as a backup for those emergency situations, if it's something you want to be using day in and day out to rack up some rewards points, there are better offers out there for you as well. You know, come up with a list of your true needs and then try to tailor your card option to that.
You know, my first credit card had a limit of $300 on it, it seems. It seems all
well,
so long ago.
That's a good point, isn't it? Yeah, having that smaller limit to start out with and seeing how you go with that while you experiment in the early stages. If you've got the financial discipline to pay it off every month, perhaps you can go a little higher only then, but certainly don't rush into it and don't start out with a large limit either.
And Bessie, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? We're pretty much focusing on now that you're going to hit with charges and all of that kind of thing, but it's also the black marks that you can wind up with on your credit rating, and that's all important, as especially for the young, as they move through life wanting to loan for a car, wanting a loan for a house, and maybe they're not thinking long term.
Absolutely, that's a really good point. We offer a free credit score check on Finder. We just launched that recently, and you're right, young people don't really consider the consequences of their financial actions till that need for credit arises in future. So when it does come to, you know, buying a property or taking out that large loan for a holiday or a car, your you know, mistakes of your financial past could come back to haunt you. Exactly.
Bessie, thanks for your time this morning. Always great to have a chat. It's staggering figures, but hopefully the message is getting through in relation to credit cards. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
2NUR FM 103.7.